You're listening to Leaders Portfolio. We are audiocast on leadersportfolio.com, as well as being in studio. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith, here with the president and founder of TCG, Mr. Daniel Turner. TCG is a government technology strategy and IT consultancy in Washington, D.C. Welcome, Dan, to Leaders Portfolio.
Thanks.
Now, you started this company yourself in 1994. And so the first question I'm going to ask is, and now you serve primarily government clients.
About 99.5%.
What did you envision this company to be, and then how did TCG over time change?
Let's see. So originally, the way that we originally envisioned it was that it would keep me busy until I found a real job. And it does, still. And I'm still looking for that real job. So if anybody's out there and they have a real job, please let me know. In terms of, what was the second part of the question?
How has it kind of changed?
How did it deviate
from what you're...
It has deviated slightly. We've got lots of employees. We're a real business. We have a real name in the industry. Our clients know who we are before we contact them often, which is nice and convenient and helpful. Part of that is due to the hires that I made early on. I made some intelligent hires without meaning to.
Good.
Because I didn't know anything. I'll take anybody with a pulse, but the people who I hired are brilliant, much, much smarter than I am, and they've told me what to do. So I do that.
Wow. And so then you kind of lucked up. So did you get a hiring philosophy over time? You lucked upon the right hires, and then what'd you do, use them as your model?
Yes, that didn't work.
Okay.
So what we ended up doing was going with something called top grading, which is it's a book by Jeff Smart. He's a psychologist, and so is his dad. And they wrote a book together. Of course, it's The Smarts. So of course they wrote a book about that's brilliant. It's all about how to interview people. It's a long, long interview.
Okay.
About between 3 and 6 hours.
Okay.
And the nice thing about the interview is that I could give you all the questions to the interview. And we do. We actually give people all of the questions up front. And they fill out forms, and they come into the interview with all of their forms done, and it still takes forever, and they still can't lie. There's just no way to do it, because it integrates their... it's kind of like a psychological interview when the first time you go in. To a therapist, they'll ask you a full history, and they ask you many, many questions that get to the root of whatever you're trying to solve. And that's the same kind of thing here, except that what we're trying to solve is, are you going to be a good employee? Can we coach you? Are you a good fit for the way that we view the world? And we've been pretty successful with that. We haven't had a bad hire that we've done top grading with so far.
So you adopted that philosophy in the last decade?
Yes.
Okay.
About 5 or 6 years ago.
And the psychology for our listeners' understanding is from your father, because your father's a clinical psychologist.
He is retired. Yes.
And so that kind of is pervasive in everything you do. You're constantly analyzing.
Constantly, because it's more fun that way. if I do it too openly, it makes people nervous. But basically, in the background, we're all doing it. We're all evaluating the people around us. We're all evaluating how we think they're going to react and trying to cater to their reactions. The only thing that I can do is guess a little bit better than the next guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that little bit is all I need. Now, my dad, like, you put somebody into the room with him, he can talk to him for 5 minutes, and he will know everything about him. He'll know whether he's going to, you know, be evil to you or good to you. He can evaluate things really well, which made dating interesting. But I don't have that skill. I just have a little tiny, tiny bit of it.
We're speaking with president and founder of TCG, Mr. D. Turner. Dan, you have been on the Inc. 500 in 2001, and you've also been on the Inc. 5000 a few times.
Yep.
So I'm going to ask you, what have you learned first about growth, and then second about keeping it?
Ooh, good question. Growth. Growth is fun and hard, and sometimes totally not worth it. We had great growth in the 2001 Inc. 500. The way we were able to get it was we started out really tiny, and then we got fairly large. And the way that we got fairly large was by having lots of .com clients. Well, at some point, the .com came to an end, and so did all of our clients. 14 bankruptcies and a lawsuit.
Wow.
Yeah, not so much fun. so that was a lot of money that we didn't end up taking in. And the company went from 35 people at the time, we're now finally larger than we were in 2002, to 7. Took several years to get there, but it was a rather precipitous decline. Our revenue went from $3.5 million to $1 million. That was bad.
Yeah.
Since then, we've changed the way that we do marketing, the way that we do our sales, the way the client base that we have. We actually evaluated who our clients had been to that point, figured out the commonalities, and then decided that we were going to sell to those people. Duh.
Yeah, yeah.
So we found those people, and there's a fair number of them, and we've been able to grow really well with a good sales team. And now this year we'll do just under $7.5 million,
okay.
Which is just under my goal of $7.5 million. So I was a little sad about that. We only grew 34% this year instead of 35.
That's pretty good growth, though.
It's not bad considering the economy, but we're in a countercyclical industry. We're government contractors. So when the economy is down, the government puts more money in, and that puts things up.
So you're rooting for a bad economy right now.
It's sad, but yes.
Yeah, and that's something that's, you know, it's interesting because you guys are somewhat buffered from the economic
crisis. Definitely.
And so, but you're getting more competitors because more people want to compete with you.
The funny thing about government is that it takes 2 years to win your first contract. So anybody who decides this year that they're going to compete with us is not even close to competition for 2 years. Unless they're willing to really cut their prices. And even then, they've got a year before they can even figure out how to bid. It's complicated.
Yeah.
The nice thing about the government is that all the rules are written down. And they have to follow them or they go to jail. And we have to follow them or we go to jail.
Right, right.
Whereas if you do work for Verizon, some of the rules are written down. A lot of them. Not all of them. I mean, there's some invisible rules that you have to learn just by hanging out with them. Maybe you have to take the right person to golf. Or maybe you just have to talk to them nicely. I don't know. I don't know what the rules are.
Yeah.
But once you have those rules in Verizon, if they want to break them, they can do that.
Yeah.
They're Verizon. If I wanted to break rules, you know, if I had a vendor and I wanted to, you know, give the bid to the person who gave me the biggest stake, I could do that if I wanted to.
Yeah.
It'd be weird, but I could. I'm probably dumb since that would probably cost me more. But I could do that. And Verizon can do that too. The federal government cannot by law. So that's good. And if there's any hanky-panky, we can call them on it.
Yeah.
And they usually give us permission to sue them, and then we can sue them. It's part of the rule.
Is this like a federal contracting 101 now? Is that what we're getting?
Yeah,
federal contracting?
Yeah. I actually have a federal contracting 101 speech that I can do.
Okay.
It's about an hour. And it's extremely interesting if you have any interest in this. And if you don't, it's boring as heck.
But it's everything that you learned the hard way over the past decade or so.
Yeah. And the neat thing is that I could tell you all that stuff, and it still take you 2 years to get your first
to
contract.
To figure it out. So you're not worried about cutting.
No,
you got
no,
a long lead time.
No problem with competition. And the nice thing about the government is that it's the government. I mean, it's the largest business in the United States. The budget is $3 trillion this year, which is much higher than usual. Usually it's about $2 trillion, 1.9, 2.1, whatever, somewhere in there. That's a pretty big business.
Yeah.
And so I can hang out with other entrepreneurs who are government contractors and tell them all of my secrets, and they can tell me all of their secrets, and it will do neither of us any good. We'll just do our jobs better, but we won't be in competition with each
other. Right.
I've been in government a long time, 15 years, and I've been in competition with somebody I knew twice.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Not including like SRA and SAIC. And sometimes with them, sometimes we're competition, sometimes they work for us, sometimes we work for them. It's it's the big circle of life with government contracting.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, there's just you have your niche, and you bid with that niche, and you know the other people in the niche, more or less. But generally speaking, you don't compete. It's nice.
Now we're speaking with Daniel Turner, president and founder of TCG, and you're obviously an entrepreneur yourself, and you are on the board of Entrepreneur Organization's Washington D.C. chapter.
Yes, Entrepreneurs Organization. Yep.
Entrepreneurs Organization
with an apostrophe at the end after the S.
And you've been on the board for nearly a decade.
Nearly a decade. I am
so
very old.
What do you tell these entrepreneurs?
The ones in the organization?
Yes.
Talk to each other.
So it's not as much a mentoring ship from you. You're learning from them as well.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes. It's a peer group. So these people all know more than I do.
Okay.
All of them. And I know a little bit about some things. So we trade. They tell me a little bit about them. I tell me a little bit about me, and we learn from each other.
Right.
We have a part of the organization is something called Forum,
okay,
where between 6 and 10 entrepreneurs who are in non-competing businesses get together and talk about whatever they need to talk about in a completely confidential setting with specific rules. Like, you're not allowed to say, in your position, I would, jump off a cliff.
Right, right, right.
What you can say is, when I was in your boat, this is what I did.
Yeah.
It wasn't necessarily the right thing, but this is what I did. It's just, you can only speak from experience, which is based on something called Gestalt Language Protocol, which is a psychological thing. And it all comes back to psychology. But it's fantastic. These groups, they'll get together, they'll last between 2 years and 25 years. And they tell each other everything, and they know everything about each other, and it's fascinating.
Now, your favorite book is How to Become King.
Yes.
And
by Jan Terlew.
Jan Terlew. And so, of course, I'm going to have to ask you, have you figured out how to become king yet? Because I know the boy in the book was tested with a lot of impossible tasks. So what impossible task were you tested with?
Ooh, that's a really good question. What impossible task was I tested with? Mostly getting up in the morning. Surprisingly difficult most days. When things are not going well, keeping going, it's one of the hardest things you can do. Now, he had some really interesting tests, like the pomegranate tree and the screeching birds of decibel. Mine are more like the .com who wants to sue me, or the employee who's going a little bit crazy.
Right.
Literally, maybe a little more than a little bit crazy. Or the inability to find the employee for this position and then losing it. So my problems are more mundane.
Mm-hmm.
But they take just as much time. That book is fantastic if you ever get an opportunity. I highly recommend it. It's a children's book. It was originally written in Dutch. The author is a nuclear physicist who eventually became the deputy prime minister of Holland. He's the author. He's still alive. He has a YouTube video.
Speaking of authors, you have ventured into publishing a little bit yourself. Totally unrelated to TCG. Totally unrelated.
Totally unrelated. Yeah. A friend and I wrote a book called Roar, Get Heard in the Sales and Marketing Jungle, which comes out under Wiley's imprint in April. Before we sold it to Wiley, we had published it by Grady Parsons Publishing, which is a publishing company that he and I had started. We've got a couple of books on Grady Parsons. And when we have time, we work on it. And when we don't, we don't. It's a very nice business.
Excellent. Excellent. And so give us the kind of snapshot of the future of TCG. Where you want to head?
Oh, that's a good question. We have a 16-year goal of saving $1 billion for the federal government. We're currently at $199 million. Although I hear we got another $3 million this morning, so I'm excited about that. So we'll be up at $202 million. We've got a long way to go, but we have another 7 years to do it, so I'm hopeful. And I figure the government has spent, over the entire course of the time that we've been working for the government, about $35 million on us. So we've saved $202 million, and we've cost $35 million, so that's a good return on investment. So our goal is to save more money.
Yeah.
We'd also like to grow the company. Our 4-year goal is to get to $20 million, and then we'll all be happy.
Excellent. Well, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
President and founder of TCG, Dee Turner, here with us in Leaders Portfolio Studio. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith, encouraging you to nominate a leader or leadership company from the D.C. area for the 2010 Leaders Portfolio Awards at leadersportfolio.com. Maybe you think there's a business leader that you know. Maybe it's a neighbor, it's a client, it's a colleague, it's an employee that you think shows leadership skills. Well, there's different categories. Nominate them. Or maybe you're a business who wants to apply yourself. We really encourage that. Thanks to our sponsors of Leaders Portfolio, Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia, providing all your business meeting room needs. Thanks to these sponsors for supporting leadership. Makeup and hair by Charisma White, theme by CSH. I'm Rebecca Blacksmith. See you next week.